Welcome to Grit and Gravitas with Ann and Annie, bringing you savvy, spirited stories of success. We're excited to deliver 30 minutes of inspiration, impact, and goodness. We'll be bringing you guests and friends from around the country who have very special work and personal journeys. I'm Ann Dieter Gallagher, your co-host with Annie Carnathan, and this is Grit and Gravitas. Let's go! Oh, Grit and Gravitas, Annie Carnathan. I always say it's the best part of my day. I know you say that too, but it truly is. It's so good to see you in person. Our show today is going to get personal.
Uh-oh.
And
can I just tell everybody to interrupt, Hal? The smile on your face when our producer said we're recording. There is no bigger wattage smile. So if we didn't capture that whenever the video happens, I just wish everyone could see how full our hearts are when we're doing
this. Oh, you're sweet.
It's just, well.
Well, this is a week to have full hearts. We're recording in Easter week, leading up to Easter Sunday.
He is risen.
So, he is risen indeed. And it's exciting to be here with you. So, we're switching it up a little bit, turning a little more personal, which we're all about. Not too personal.
But transparency is good.
You have had an injury, and yes, this is really your first time out. And thank you for making the effort to come to the studio in, you know, so on YouTube, they'll see that your leg
truly
is
propped
up.
Truly, you can't judge a book by its cover because I think I look a little better than I feel. But hey, yeah, this is, it's all, you know, it's all part of it.
And so this is going to be a little bit of a setback comeback
for sure
story for you. And how you, so you have a knee injury, and I'm going to let you explain the full scope of that, but it has brought you to a full stop on several occasions. So work-related, family-related, dog-walking-related, and maybe a little mental health-related, because I know walking outdoors is a therapy for you. So Annie, tell us what happened.
So freak thing, I'm out on, you know, on my property after the 18 hours of rain, and I'm sort of in the wooded area just cleaning it up, and put something along my trail, our trail, to pick up then when all of it's out there to discard, and put my right foot on the trail. It's entirely mud and slips out from under me like it's a sheet of ice. So I thought I just hyperextended it. It turns out I fractured the tibial plateau. And so that's where everything connects, you know, bottom right,
yep,
mobility. And so there's a divot there. And so the question becomes surgery, where they have to go back in and bones, you know, to lift that back up, plates and screws. That's not my idea of a good time. So right on the cusp of surgery, just shout out to UPMC Ortho, phenomenal.
Good.
In emergency Sunday and then follow up Tuesday. So long story short is I've never had a major injury like this. And the first thing I always think is it could be so much worse.
Right.
And honestly, look, it's an answered prayer. I needed to slow down. I didn't know how
to
do
that.
Talk
about that a little bit.
The grind of that. And so when we had to pivot today, for just some guest things, this is the moment, and we were supposed to do that. And I do embrace that. So I said, we're going to do one word today, and it's serendipity. Mm-hmm. And it goes precisely to how we have the choice about how we're going to look at things.
Yeah.
So serendipity, the occurrence and development of events by chance in a happy or beneficial way. Is this a happy event? Is it beneficial? Unequivocally.
Well, it's your perception. Yes. How you're processing your knee injury, and what for someone who goes 100 miles an hour and is used to controlling situations, as am I, it has really, you know, just forced you to sit and be still and heal. And I know that's been a struggle. It would be a struggle for me and many other, you know, leaders as well. But so understanding serendipity, and you are processing this in a very optimistic beneficial way. You know, are you glad it happened? I'm sure no. Are you going to make the best of the situation and maybe even look for opportunities in here that you wouldn't have found before or had time to see before? So what was your biggest struggle? Was it just being still?
Just the mobility.
Yeah.
Of having to primarily ask my husband for literally everything.
Right.
And the ability to just absolutely sit and try to give myself the care to avoid this major surgery.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, you know, with the ortho saying, we have to give my body a chance at this.
Yeah. Good.
If I'm on the cusp, I know which side I'm going to end up on. And so you look at the physicality of that. You look at activity and the lack of arthritis, and you look at just so many other things could have been worse.
Right.
And when I say to someone, what a blessing, because you've always said to me, be where your feet are. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I didn't have a choice. And it's so reflective and it's so soul searching.
Yeah.
And I did not appreciate as much of the success as I did, because there's always a conflict mm-hmm. right over the horizon. There's always another mountain to climb. There's always another challenge. There's always someone that needs me.
Yeah.
No one needs me more in this situation than I need myself.
Well, it's given you a chance to prioritize yourself. And sometimes we have to do that. You know, you're always so busy, and maybe that's the second business item. The first was you have to embrace being still. You have to embrace healing, because if you don't now, you are going to, you know, experience surgery. And that's probably three times as long of a healing process. But listening to your body, listening to the professionals, you got to sit still. And I know you don't want to. And the second is just, you know, looking for the positivity in that. What could you learn from that situation?
And I said to you yesterday, he's like, how are you not walking, being outside,
yeah, as
precisely
you,
right. you do. And right. I said, do you know what, Ann? I have literally no impact over that.
Yeah.
And I could change out the short term for whatever yeah. reason. And it ends up in major knee surgery, yep. rehab. And is it ever really going to be the same yeah. with plates and screws yeah. in your knee?
No.
And I'm like, I don't know. So it's a singular focus.
Yeah.
And then it's not different than any other fight. And, you know, my challenges with remote, right? It sort of pushed me into, well, it might not always be the worst thing.
Exactly.
Because that work and what I do, I thrive in it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm proud of it. And it's not the worst thing. And I know it isn't, but I do think I have just a better perspective. Because today I think about last night, I think it's a mountain to do this today. It is a mountain. Just getting ready, right?
No,
so, well, my point to you is I have an obligation to myself first. I have an obligation to you secondly. I have an obligation to our guests. And look, that's the motivation. It isn't sort of pick and choose. It's like, what are you doing to balance that good news?
Right.
When I get it. And I have no doubt whatsoever I will get the news I want to hear because that's my only
focus.
And so when you look at that, and I said to you this morning, I said, you have to train optimism.
Yeah, you do.
You
it's
train
intentional.
Anything else, it's right? People go into training. People are training for a new job. People are training for a marathon. Like, you have to train optimism.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and say it hasn't been.
This is vitamin three. Yes, train optimism.
Where I just sit
Don't
and
wait
I go,
for it to occur.
I'm like, oh. But then I think, oh my gosh, and I just start listing off to people how this could have been catastrophically worse. And so.
So what are the challenges professionally? So one is that you're not a remote lover, and it's probably caused you to think maybe differently about that or understand your employees who desire that option in a different light. I had mentioned earlier when I broke my foot and was in a cast, it really forced me to see, you know, even going into a store, if you're in crutches, what doors open automatically, and so appreciate that. You don't even think about that for anyone with a disability, you know, entering, exiting the handicap parking things. All of a sudden you're forced to see, you know, walk in someone else's shoes.
You're forced to be needy.
Yeah.
I've never been good at that. I'm an advocate for everyone. I don't try to help everyone, but man, try to help me. I got that. Right. And so I think when I look out, the biggest thing is, and I understand this, is more time. You're not getting ready head to toe.
Right.
You're not getting in your car. You're not driving.
We're going right 30 to work. Minutes. Yeah, you could.
And so what happened, I would just say to somebody, how are you doing? How's this going today? This major software migration. Every people, different points along the way. How are we doing? I mean, and I think the time, not just to talk to them, but to consider it, to ask them. Right. Because what you do with the pace and the grind that I've had for more years than I can remember is just race to what's next.
Well, has it opened opportunities for you to see things that you missed before?
100%. 100%.
Or maybe, like you just said, slow down and talk to people and connect with people where you just assumed, you know, here's a deadline for the software transition. And now you're taking time to go deeper and just say, talk, you know, just popping in to check on you.
And how about just an appreciation for what we've done, you know, and where we've been? We're going to transition the presidency in May.
Right.
Massive. Mm-hmm. So I had like, we were talking yesterday and it was like this mini list for you. And I was like, oh my gosh, I talked to her about three things like all at once. And, you know, and so it's just a different perspective.
It's good.
And when I say to the Lord, help me understand how I enjoy this more. Help me understand how
to learn from it.
Yeah. Be less precisely. And look, I know what I don't know, which is an enormous amount. And so I pray and I have people try to help me to do things I'm not able to do or good at doing because I'm vulnerable. I just, how can I just enjoy this more? So people say, don't let that bother you. Well, that's not really gonna help me understand how to do that. And then you sit there and you think, I have to help myself.
Yeah.
Understand. You have to look at the tough things, right? Sometimes that means changing
the perspective and, you know, being willing to look at it for the opportunities in there.
And so far, nothing's fallen out of bed.
Yeah.
Now, I have to go into the office today because, you know,
I did yell at you. You need crutches. I don't know why you don't have your crutches.
You know, because I stank at them. Well, I'm just going to say.
You need them.
First time I felt back, I fell back literally straight back. Three times because all of a sudden, like I got a leg up, I got a crutch up, and I felt like my arms were breaking off. So note to self, I better do some upper body strength work. Patty Seibach hears this. She's going to go, yes, you do. So I think that the enormity of just a different lens, but then, and it's not just the benefits, but it's what you really miss that you maybe take for granted in your life. So I miss the YWCA.
Yes.
Women of Excellence. Thank you. Because I was like, oh, and then I see the pictures and
that would have been,
I mean, at that point too, there's just no stability. And I just, if I would even do that, I would just crumple. Right. So I think that was like how much I cherish that myself in that tribe last year, but then all the women there
that you wanted to support
as far as we've come. Right. And so I think that it's just this, for me, it's a better confession.
Yeah.
It's a deeper reflection. And I think about this and there hasn't been any physical limitations or setbacks. So it's been different.
Yeah.
It's not the same menu or comfortability to fight and to overcome it and to change it from what it is to the other side and what you want that positive outcome to be.
So for leaders, what insights would you share to help another CEO deal with this? So have you, how did you deal with the employees? Were you fully transparent? You said, hey, I'm out of commission, but I'm accessible. I'm working from home. What are some of your insights for other leaders? Because some are pretty private and want to keep it that way.
And you know me, I mean, I overly communicate. Because I don't think anything can't be solved if people want to solve it. Mm-hmm. But everyone has a different lens. Everyone brings that lens to whatever situation is happening, and that's the influence they're exerting against it. And as a fully transparent, on our biggest, we have an agency-wide status meeting Monday mornings to sort of wake up and get the agency up and launching for the week. And I was like, at the end, I just listen to account reviews. I just absorb all of it.
Good.
Just to learn. And then I'll follow up with questions. I want to know more about this. But, you know, at the end, I say to the woman running it, I'm like, oh, hey, I have just a couple things. And here's
is this what, on the call? Are you saying
this is
you
on the call? Okay. And look, they can see I'm not at work, but nobody cares. Nobody cares. So I said, oh, hey, just full transparency here. I had a little, I had an accident. It's a serious one. I mean, I fractured my knee. And so here's the look forward. Here are the next steps. Here's what my goal is. And unequivocally, this too shall pass. There, I virtually don't have any pain. I don't have any pain.
Good.
Right. It painful when it happened. Oh my, like that was rough, right. But so I'm good. I'm all right. It's just, that's what happened.
And you won't be in. Did you give a time that you won't be in for
so
6 weeks?
I told them I won't be in last week or this week, and I'm going in today, right? So, but it's necessary, and if I'm able to do this, I'm able to do that, right? So, again, the sacrifice, responsibility, the obligation,
right?
And so then I think there was an update later, and. You know, I go back April 1st, I know April 1st, for more x-rays to sort of say, I think you're good.
I think we're on your path.
And it might say, oh, we're going to really need to do this surgery, but it's a major surgery. And so ultimately, if there's a little arthritis, because it's not lined up exactly, it might be worth treating that versus...
I think sometimes when these situations happen, and I don't mean specifically you, but it's a good reminder that business goes on and life goes on, and we work so hard and think we're such an important cog in that wheel that, and sometimes we see, like, if we've done our job really good, the people around us can carry on. And that's, isn't that one of the highlights of good leadership? Is
Brava, Ann Dieter Gallagher. That is precisely what happened. And I have absolutely nothing but glory to them.
Good, good.
For it. Now.
But that speaks to you. They're not doing that or properly equipped if you didn't train people, give professional development, give good leadership and modeling. That doesn't happen on its own in a vacuum. So our very role is that we should be working ourselves out of a job that we would be able to have succession planning, good people, very capable. If the people, you know, in the next layer down aren't able to pick up some of your responsibilities or slack or sit in your stead in a CEO meeting, you know, or a client meeting, then there's a gap there. There's a problem there. We can't hold all that knowledge in our own head. So maybe that's one of the business insights as well. You've got, it's a constant reminder that we can't be on an island ourselves. That's not great leadership if you're leading people.
I mean, ultimately, that's the most selfish thing you could do. I want nothing more than for Universal Meat to thrive.
To succeed, yeah.
To
yeah.
succeed for these people who might, I mean...
And give them a runway or
dearly,
opportunity
and,
to do that.
And so, and I said to my senior leadership group, like, look, this could have been demonstrably worse.
Yeah.
That's why they're called accidents. So I haven't not been present. I haven't been like, you're going to have to do that without me. But it better magnifies and defines what my lane is and right. what my role is. And oh, by the way, tremendous comfort in knowing they had what I don't have to anymore.
Well, and that has to help in your healing. You know, healing is a large mental game as well. So when you're constantly preoccupied or in a high stress situation, not only from your injury, but then thinking, you know, how am I ever going to be as integral if you're, you know, healing at home, that has to relieve some of your stress and just make you sit still a little longer, make you a little stronger, knowing that you've done the good work that you've done.
I said to my husband, I said, I want to be able to sleep this well when I'm fully recovered. He goes, you don't sleep well, right? And I said, but my body, I'm telling Ian, by 7 or 8 at night, I've never done so little and been so physically exhausted for how my body is fighting, fighting, right? And that's what I do. I make it into bed like I cross the finish line and I'm like, this is great. It's so nourishing and refreshing.
Yeah,
and my body going, hey girl, right? I mean, yes.
And see, you're not listening. None of us are when we're at warp speed. Listening to those signs and symptoms. We could do a whole episode on sleep. Because that is the great healer as well. And we think we have to, and you know, there's a whole, is it on Instagram or TikTok, you know, the 5 a.m. people getting up and there might be a season in your life where that looks, you know, attractive. But for the most part, when you're in high stress situations, like going to bed at midnight and waking up at 5 to do an hour workout or further stress, isn't really a great recipe for whole health.
And imagine not, and imagine knowing that, and knowing it, and knowing it, and knowing it, and not fully impacting a way to get to a more peaceful place.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I'm like, Lord, help me get to that peaceful place because I'm going to be better for everyone.
Well, you've learned some good lessons.
Tremendous. And I here's the thing, I embraced it.
Yeah.
And I get, look, for the second time, I get more time with my dogs because they're gone.
That was my first thought to Pamela. I'm like, who's walking her dogs? Because that is your ritual in the morning. I know it's your mental health walk. It's your get outside and enjoy.
So now they're quote unquote walked on the four wheeler. And if I can tell you three dogs where that's their addiction.
Does that count?
I told my husband, by the time I walk again, they're just going to stand at the four wheeler and go, where are you going? We're waiting for the, and it's a ball.
Well, you found a workaround.
Oh my gosh.
So you still get outside.
And it's so fun. We won't really have neighbors, but I think they curse me every morning. They're like, again, and this morning was really early. It was still dark, you know, and I'm a headlights out there. And, but I think how precious is this to get, you know, more time with my girls.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're just gone so soon. But for the reasons I remember and dislike, all the chaos of a home is still going on.
You did say before we came into the studio, like you're taking meetings with important clients and the house is being the house.
And my remote keyboard doesn't work. So somebody's coming by to get a flashlight, he can put that in and it's the worst call in the world. And the mulchers are coming and this is coming and that's coming. Deliveries are happening because I can't go pick anything up, right?
Yes.
At the UPS store. And so it's comical, right? But I have to tell you, I thank the Lord every day, period. I'm so grateful. But to thank him for an answered prayer that I know precisely that's what it was. There's no question in my mind. Did I think it'd be answered like that? Mm-mm. Check every box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's what I was praying for.
Yeah.
And however that journey goes to get there, and you and I talk about this all the time, you don't see the difficult things.
Right.
You don't see the no's. I ingest more no's and normalize more no's than...
You're very good at that. I could learn some lessons. I'm, you know, I don't love that. But you're able to, you have a tough outer shell.
Well, I just soldier on if in fact I, you know, when that helps to apply a good stubborn characteristic, because right. I do believe that what I'm ultimately going to get to is going to help whomever I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's their prerogative to disagree. I mean, it never gets contentious. It never
gets right.
Because I have no control over any of that. I'm mm-hmm. not a micromanager.
Yeah.
I try to impact what I can control in the ways that still produce what I think is the best result. And ultimately someone will say, you know, no, it isn't. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've been calling on someone for 9 years. And they told me a story.
You're a deal
they
closer.
They said a rep came in the other day and said, we got to be the longest tenured sales rep to be calling on you without getting a business. And he looked at it and he said, you're not even close. He said, try 9 years. And the guy goes, that can't be. Guy goes, 9 years. So,
wow.
Right. But still a dialogue, still a conversation. It's all timing. And so I'm undaunted by that. And so I think it no one's going to sit here and go, thank goodness this happened. No. Look, you'd have to think I drink Kool-Aid, right, Spike, this morning. But I do think for all the reasons it's been enormously meaningful, I have embraced that.
You've learned lessons. Yeah.
And every leader can. And you're right. Like, put your finger in a glass of water, pull it out. That's how much you're going to be missed. Because what is it? You pull your water.
Sobering.
Your finger out and it finds its water line again. And life goes on. So I'm just...
That checks the ego.
Thrilled to be here.
Check.
Yeah. Yeah. There's someone smarter than me. There's someone, you know, more experienced than me. I just, you know, I try to be a servant leader and I try to be everyone's advocate. And sometimes that doesn't happen, but...
Well, now hopefully all of that is returned in spades to you as you sit and heal and...
Set back, come back, right?
Yep. Give yourself the space to do that. So a lot of insights, Annie Carnathan, thanks for sharing those.
One last thing, right? That our listeners and our fans and our tribe need to understand there's never no setbacks.
Oh, correct.
They're always going to happen. They're always going to be in our path. Remember what happened to Icarus. So the bottom line is this, but you would never know that if we didn't sit here and talk about it for half an hour. Which is the vulnerable part. Like, hey, and don't feel sorry for me. It's all good. Just got to get out the other side. So thank you. How about the Lord with the timing of this, right?
Amen to that. So. Thanks for making the trek in. I mean, I know that was a physical challenge, you know, a schedule challenge. And we've had our setbacks and comebacks even this morning, but we're making lemonade. So,
lemonades out of lemons. and a privilege and an honor, and I mean that sincerely.
No, a lot to learn. And I consider all of our episodes like mini executive leadership lessons. So for young people who might be thinking about starting a business, run through our past 73 episodes and you're going to find some star power in there. You're going to find business vitamins to really shorten your learning curve. You know, for women in business, for young men in business. If you have questions on finance, we cover so many topics. And
gritty, real, and authentic topics.
Follow us on Instagram, Grit and Gravitas Podcast. Go to our website, gritandgravitaspodcast.com. And follow Annie Carnathan and Ann Dieter Gallagher.
You're the best.
So, no. Cheers to a high gear, healthy week.
Amen.
And happy Easter, everyone.
Amen.
Thanks for listening. It's our desire that these stories will bring energy, ideas, and fresh thinking that you can use today. Subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Instagram and have a high gear day.